I'd asked you about school. So you went to the Sperling School.
Sperling Avenue School, yes.
Did you have, tell me about your neighbors on the mountain.
Okay. There were two girls that lived up, they would have probably been on Fifth. They would have probably been on Fifth, but we had a little trail from our farm up to their place, so we didn't need to go out to Curtis to go up to Fifth and in. Mm-hmm. And Yvonne and Louise were their names. They were our best friends. Louise was a little older than myself, and Yvonne was about the same age as my sister Anita, so we were good companions. We had lots of fun.
What was their last name?
Robinson.
Robinson. And yeah. Did they have a farm as well?
No, they didn't. And I don't know what they were doing up there, but no farm. That's a very good question. I think the father must have worked somewhere and they lived there. Mm-hmm. But a very good question, Kathy. And I've not heard anything. I don't know anything. I haven't kept in touch with them, so I don't know what they're doing. I'm surprised that we did walk through the mountain, the trails there, my sister and me together, because there were bears around. We did run into one at one point, but there was no danger there. But nevertheless, there were bears up there. And I'll have to tell you a story about my father built us a playhouse with bunk beds in. It could sleep four. And my cousins, who lived on 41st Avenue in Vancouver, loved coming to the cabin, the mountain, I should say, because it was so different from what they were experiencing on 41st Avenue with streetcars going by and traffic and whatnot. So they loved coming up. And one night we decided, why don't we go and sleep outside in the little playhouse? So we got our pillows and our sheets and blankets and hauled everything down there and got settled. It was still light out, thank goodness, so we were able to see things and got settled in there. And we were just sort of calming down when we heard this growling outside. Growl.
Oh, no.
Growling. And we thought, oh, that's got to be a bear. So we looked out the window and sure enough, there was a bear there. Yikes! We yelled and screamed and grabbed our sheets and pillows and ran back into the house. But we found out it was my dad wearing my mother's fur coat.
No.
And he scared us to death. And we never tried it again. That was the first and last time. I never forgave him for that. We had such a good setup there, four of us in there. Anyway, so that was the bear story. That was one bear story.
What did you like about living on the mountain as a child?
Well, I jotted some things down here because I think fun was having my cousins up because they loved it up there. I had the 20 rabbits, and every day I would make a corral using chicken wire and let them loose so they could run around and eat fresh grass. And when my cousins came up, they just loved these rabbits. They picked them up and cuddle them. And so it was nice to have them. And then, of course, we would go down to 41st Avenue, and that was an experience for us. It was noisy, streetcars. We even had a little lemonade stand outside there on 41st because the traffic from the buses and the streetcars would come right by there. And that's something we could never have done up the mountain because there weren't enough people. So we had quite a contrast there, being able to be in the city, heart of the city, and yet being up in the mountain. And I think, what else about the mountain? We had a wagon up there, and we could sled down in the winter. My father made us a special kind of a sled. It's called a spark, Swedish, and it's like a chair seated on runners. And it had two handles, so the person that was driving it would stand on the runners behind the chair, holding on to the handles, and the person being escorted would sit on the seat, and it would sail down the mountain. Unbelievable speed. Nobody had seen anything quite like that.
But where would you be doing that on the mountain?
Well, down Curtis.
Oh, right down Curtis.
Down Curtis to the bottom.
Would other people living down below, would they come up to go sledding?
Yes, they did too. And the one time we did, this was a Christmas present for us, and Swedes open their gifts on Christmas Eve. So we opened up this parcel, well, the sled, and we're going to try it the next day. So we headed out right away, and we were going to go down Curtis. No other kids were out. We couldn't understand it. But, of course, we had opened our gifts the night before. All the other kids were in their homes opening their gifts. So we were quite alone out there. But anyway, we went down and then back up again, and then eventually they came out of their house wondering, what on earth is that? Let me try it. So, yeah, that was a spark.
Yes.
Very, very unique. And they're still used in Sweden, too. You can order them and send them anywhere. Yep.
I guess one place people later on went sledding was up at the pavilion area because it was a clearing.
Oh, absolutely.
But was the pavilion area cleared when you lived on the mountain? Was there a clearing up there?
No,
it was all woods.
I don't believe so. It was all woods, yes.
What was it like at the top of the mountain? Was it clear of a forest? Or?
No, it was very treed from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear there were bears up there, so not too many people ventured up there, unless there were a big group. So I would say it would have been good for hiking, but definitely in the woods. Yeah.
Did people come up the mountain to go hiking?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
To come
they
and
did.
Enjoy the views? And
Yes. We could see Vancouver from our place. You know, the trees were not that high, so we were able to see the city of Vancouver from our house.
Oh, that must have been very special.
It was.
See the lights at night.
That's right. We were tucked away up in the forest there. It was quite a contrast.
Yes.
We would go down from the mountain to a drive-in theater, see Bing Crosby and Bob Hope in a movie. That was a night out we had a chance to do. And what else did we? Oh, we had a pet dog. This male and female watchdogs, Flash and Toby, they had young pups, of course. One of them we wanted to tame. We called him Deucey. And he was big enough, we could ride him. Oh, he was our soulmate. So that was a wonderful thing about being up there. And
would you go out? Would you play in the bush at all?
Oh, yeah.
Go out into the woods? And
yes. And we pretended that we were, sometimes we pretend we were logging. Knocking down some of the bushes. I thought, oh my goodness gracious. I'm not in favor of logging today, but at that time, I guess clearing out some, making pathways, I suppose, for ourselves,
yes.
Or little hiding places or whatever. So we used to do that. I was going to mention one other thing about a neighbor. I mentioned the two girls,
yes.
The Robinson sisters. There was another fellow that was living on Curtis, where 4th Avenue joins Curtis. His name was Harvey Patterson, and he went to school with me, so in the same grade. But when he was 7, he proposed to my sister to get married. I thought, now why did he choose her? I was his age, why not me? Nope, chose her. They were going to get married in the spring, and they had it all figured out. Spring flowers would be out. And his mother had a wedding dress nicely put away in a trunk. And I guess Harvey had talked to his mom about, would it be possible for Anita to wear your wedding dress? So they had that all arranged.
How old are they now?
7 and 5. Oh, now?
Seven. They were seven and five when all this was going on. Oh, okay.
7 and 5. And I was heartbroken because, he chose her over me.
Yes.
But anyway, I thought it was so funny. However, I don't even know, I don't think it went any further than the whole ideas, you know, the planning of it. I don't ever remember seeing Anita in a wedding dress, but the plan was there. Definitely this was going to happen.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So this is one of our neighbor fellas.
Was there actually any logging going on the mountain when you lived up there?
Not that I was aware of.
Okay.
No.
I guess in 1942, actually, the top of the mountain would have been parkland. Did your family appreciate that it, in fact, had been...
Declared parkland?
Yeah.
I would say probably. Let me give you a little more tea.
Okay.
I would say that it would have made a difference for them because it made it possible for them to continue, you know, being sort of isolated, so to speak, sort of rural. Mm-hmm. But I don't recall it being spoken about in the family. Hmm. Good question.
Oh, I wanted to ask, how did your parents teach you how you ought to behave with regard to the land?
I think other than our doing that logging in the woods, I think they, through the example, showed us how to be respectful of animals and wild animals and the land. We grew our own food there, so we were respectful of the land and what it could offer us, and mm-hmm. we wanted to treat it well. We didn't cut down anything that didn't have to be cut down anywhere, so we kept as much as possible the green spaces there. And we had, I think that through example, I think Mom and Dad were both very, and my aunts, I think the family was very respectful mm-hmm. of the environment. And certainly would today be out there advocating keeping our environment clean and our air pure and water fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask if when you were playing in the bush or wandering some of the trails, would you have seen evidence of past activities on the mountain, like stumps mm. or perhaps First Nations artifacts? Did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't. I didn't see anything like that, or I don't remember seeing anything like that. Stumps, that's a good point. I don't remember seeing that.
But stumps? No.
No, I don't remember. But probably there would have been because of the farm. The land would have been cleared. But I don't, you know, nothing comes to mind.
What was your family's relationship to the mountain after leaving the farm? Now they're living on Hastings for a few years. Did they still go up to the mountain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, when we moved down from Curtis and 4th Avenue, we were on Sperling Avenue. Okay. Yeah, not over on Hastings. Sperling Avenue, and we lived in three different rental places there until Dad had enough money to put towards a house that he built in North Vancouver. So, as far as respecting or I think we still went up with memories of what the mountain offered us. And I think for myself, my partner has a cabin up on Cypress, and I think my early years up the mountain on Burnaby Mountain there really brought to me something special that I feel that I can continue to enjoy. We're up there every weekend, and it's so close. So, and I'm out there working and doing whatever needs to be done, just the way I used to do it when I were up the mountain. So that has continued in my life mm-hmm. and been very much a part of it. Yeah. Outdoors.